This is Michael Edward Miller for WUTC. Although Hillary Clinton lost the election, her bid to be president was groundbreaking, being the first major party female candidate. But did you notice all the other women on the Hamilton County ballot? I went out speaking with voters yesterday, and in East Ridge, I met someone who could help explain why new female candidates appeared on ballots around the whole state of Tennessee. Her name is Krissa Barclay. She was standing outside the gymnasium at East Ridge City Hall, wearing a blue t-shirt and showing her support for Democrats. Now, it might be a cliche at this point to call it an historic vote, but for Barclay, it really was.
For the first time in my life, I voted an all-female ticket. That's never, ever happened. And I'm 46, so...
In Hamilton County, voters could choose Jill Stein, Allison Kennedy, or Hillary Clinton for president. For the U.S. House of Representatives, Melody Shikari and Cassandra Mitchell were the female candidates. Women were also choices for East Ridge City Council and various Tennessee House races. One reason why the ballots had so many female choices, an organization called WTF, Women for Tennessee's Future. Krissa Barclay is part of it.
We helped recruit women across the state of Tennessee, Democratic women, to run against Republicans that would not support Insure Tennessee. Most of them were unopposed since 2008, and we decided it was time to step up and give them some opposition.
Insure Tennessee was actually a Republican program created by Governor Bill Haslam. It would have helped low-income Tennesseans get health insurance, but a small group of Republicans in the state Senate Health Committee killed the plan. Haslam said the plan would not have created new taxes for Tennessee residents. However, legislators like State Senator Todd Gardenhire worried the plan would have hidden costs.
We got hit at the last minute and found out that we were going to have to pay $18 million over and above what everybody said was free. In the first second year, $60 million. In the third year, $250 million. That blew the whole thing out of the water.
State Senator Gardenhire caught flack for opposing the plan, particularly when it was reported that he personally had state-funded health insurance. Now Gardenhire faces a Democrat who hopes to unseat him, newcomer Christy Wilkinson.
I think that having a fresh perspective is a really valuable thing. You know, this is a democracy.
Wilkinson has no political experience. She lives in the Highland Park neighborhood and won the Democratic nomination through grassroots campaigning.
I started getting really involved in my neighborhood. I recently had my second baby, and my friends and family all live far away. And so as a way to kind of cope with the feelings of isolation and loneliness, I started to volunteer in my neighborhood, which is Highland Park.
The organization Women for Tennessee's Future is backing Wilkinson, as well as another local candidate, Katie Cowley. Statewide, the organization backs 36 female Democratic candidates.
And they are mostly running against Republican males, but there are three or four that are running against Republican females. You know, we're able to somewhat piggyback off the Hillary movement this year, which helped us.
I asked Krissa Barclay how many races they expect to win.
We have a target goal of five, of having five women, but just having 36 women, you know, because a lot of these issues affect women in greater numbers. Single women who can't afford insurance or insurance cost more, women who are making cents on the dollar compared to men. And, you know, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu.
Well, regardless of whoever wins, what do you think you're going to do tomorrow when you wake up tomorrow morning and maybe find out who's won?
I'm going to take a day off and celebrate. That's what I'm going to do personally. But then we're going to look at our numbers and how we did with the candidates that we recruited. And we're going to do a download of what worked and what didn't work. We're going to do some analysis and we're going to go back to the drawing board and start again for 2 years.
By the way, since we first reported that story, the results from election night came in. Christy Wilkinson beat Gardenhire in Hamilton County. She had over 50% of the vote. However, in Bradley County, Gardenhire beat Wilkinson by a larger margin, taking more than 80% of Bradley County. So to add it all up, Gardenhire won and will return to the Tennessee State Senate to represent District 10.